Now, after 3 years of conflict and turmoil, Syria is now considered one of the most dangerous places on earth for journalists. That is according to the Committee to Protect Journalists, which has just released its annual index tracking deaths of reporters in action. According to the watchdog, more than 60 journalists have been killed in a crossfire over the past 3 years. Just this week, three crew members from the Lebanese Al-Manar TV were shot dead by gunmen while they were covering the Syrian army's recapture of a town north of the capital, Damascus. Press TV's very own correspondent, Maya Nasser, was also killed by foreign-backed insurgents in September 2012 while reporting live. Joining us from Damascus now is political commentator George Jabour to discuss this further. Many thanks for joining us here at Press TV, Mr. Jabour. Now, first of all, I'd like to get your reaction to this report by the Committee to Protect Journalists, which says Syria is the most dangerous place for journalists.
Well, sadly so. Syria is, of course, one of the most one of the worst places for journalists nowadays because of the terrorist actions of the armed groups. As a matter of fact, we witnessed here in Syria the loss of Umayya Nasser of the Press TV. We witnessed recently, a few days ago, the premeditated attack on three journalists of Al-Manar station in Lebanon who came to cover the events in Maaloula. I suppose that the last action, the action of the armed groups attacking the Manar journalists, is premeditated because they were in a car that was written on it that this is a press car, yet they were attacked. So I suppose this is more than a crime. It is doubly condemned because it is premeditated against the journalists.
Indeed, Mr. Jabour, there are those who say that these attacks on journalists by the foreign-backed insurgents are deliberately done. Now, why do you think that is so, specifically considering their backers and funders insist that these insurgents are fighting for democracy and freedom in Syria?
Well, I don't think that even themselves they claim that they are fighting for democracy and freedom in Syria. I think that everybody now knows that these are criminals and that the atrocities they are committing are committed in order to serve some interests that are strange to the Syrian people. Some of the reports mentioned that they are related to Israel and Zionist movements. Certainly, they are related to some Saudi fundamentalists and some Qatari fundamentalists. So there is nobody now who believes that they are working for freedom and democracy. As a matter of fact, I don't think they are claiming anymore that they are doing that. They know that they are criminals. They know that they are committing atrocities in order to weaken the Syrian resolve.
Okay, that was George Jabour, political commentator. They're joining us from Damascus. We really appreciate your comments here on Press TV, Mr. Jabour.